A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
So what do you think's in the cargo?
Smuggler's code, buddy. We don't ask questions, and we don't look.
Aren't you the least bit curious what we're about to deliver to a hut?
No. But what I am curious about is how a high-ranking Rodian looked like a common street thug.
Possibly a disguise. So he could fit in. No one would recognize him.
And why this high-ranking Rodian, who is sympathetic to the Rebels, changed his mind to deliver this package to Utrana the Hutt, who, for all intents and purposes, is probably one of the most vile creatures alive.
That's just it. Doesn't that make you curious what's in the cargo?
No. When it comes to dealing with Hutts, I'd rather not know what's inside the crate.
Okay, well, I'm gonna peek.
Baron, don't you dare.
Come on, Shank. Who's gonna know? Me? You? R5? Exactly.
I'm pretty sure this R5 is saying that he thinks it's a bad idea.
Son of a...
Okay, well, since you've gone and opened it, what is it?
Spices. Like, lots of them. And by the looks of it, it's Valerian spice.
Valerian spice? Yeah, that's an extremely addictive spice. Why would a high-ranking official want to deliver Valerian spice to rebels?
There's a very good possibility that the Rodain we met wasn't the high-ranking official we were looking for. And perhaps, just perhaps, I may have got my signals mixed up. Hey, look.
Why do I keep letting you get me into this mess?
Don't worry, I've already got a solution.
Yeah, what might that be?
Close the cargo bay door and dump it in space.
Dump it in space? That's your grand idea? After the Rodian we picked up from the cargo saw us and saw my ship?
I still think this is my ship.
Well, Trana the Hutt will have a bounty on us before we could ever even use the hyperdrive. Now we have to hope that we aren't stopped by the Empire with this load. And hope that when we do deliver it to Trana the Hutt, she doesn't find either of us appealing and make a slave out of us.
Listen, I'm sure everything's gonna turn out just fine.
Yeah, well, you don't know Ultron of the Hutt. Greetings. We have cargo for Ultron of the Hutt.
Wait, you understood him?
Yeah.
When did you learn to speak Devorian?
I've been around, bub. Done things before I met you.
Oh, looks like he's being all mysterious.
Shut up. Follow my lead, would you?
Sure. Wait. How does she know your name?
Look, like I said, I've done some stuff before I met you. I've dealt with Ultrana before.
You know that thing?
Whoa. Forgive my friend, old great Ultrana. He is but a simple creature. Took too many hits to the head. Now he doesn't know when to shut up. Oh, yes, we have the cargo of Valerian spice, old great Ultrana. Oh no, the news of my death on Galios was highly exaggerated. Oh, but I did go down with my ship. But I survived the crash. I spent a long time on Galios. It's only recently that I've regained portions of my memory. Otherwise, naturally, I would have come back and, you know, reinstated my services to you, old Ultrana the Great.
Wait, what?
Shut up, Baron. Yes, absolutely, your men may go on board my ship and get the cargo. I'm fine over here, great Ultrana. No, have I missed working for you?
You didn't tell me you knew this hut. And how do you speak Huttese also?
Listen, Baron. If we get out of this mess, I swear to Glob I'm gonna kill you. Would you like us to make this delivery for you? Yes, old great Ultrana. We'd be honored to make the delivery for you to the Uxbum system.
Are we really doing this?
Yeah, well, we don't have much choice thanks to your wonderful Rodese translation skills.
Oh, so this is my fault.